Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Oren Cohen podcast. Today, it's day 25 of the 30-day challenge. And today, I want to talk to you about the lessons that I came up with for my course. So I'm not going to make this a big deal. I just want to go over the syllabus that I came up with for the course. So here it is. So the first part of the course, if you remember, I named the course The Sensitive Art of Podcast Interviewing. I am essentially teaching you how to interview a guest on your podcast because I've done it for a long time. And I learned a few things that could help you make the process a lot easier and fun and get a lot out of the interview that you wouldn't otherwise. The first section of the course is Introduction and Logistics. This is a little section at the beginning, a module, if you will, where I explain why this course, why now, and why me. This is one video where I explain all of those things. And the other thing that I do in this section is invite you to a Discord community where people could essentially talk to each other and me and throw ideas around and see how they can grow together. The next section of the course is the actual course material. This is where I share my lessons about how to interview. And the first one is how to plan an interview. And it's easier than you think. This is where I explain how to plan an interview. It's pretty self-explanatory. Then the next one is how to begin a podcast interview session. This is about the conversation that you have with your guest even before pressing record. A lot goes into this small amount of time, and what you do in this small amount of time will shine a light about the entire experience of your podcast. So that's a really interesting lesson as well. I know I'm not objective because I am creating these lessons, but I'm pretty proud of myself for coming up with these lessons. The next one is the meaning of being a conversation leader. This is where I talk to you about questions that you might have when the conversation is ongoing, what you need to know about being a leader in the conversation to make sure the questions that you want answered actually do get answered and you don't just go with the flow of the conversation where the guest takes you. The next lesson is how to deal with golden nuggets. I know it's a pretty vague title, but I explained at the beginning of this video that golden nuggets are things that the guest says that you are like, wait, I didn't know that about this person. And once you realize those things, the same amount of surprise you have, the listener will also have. I explain in this video how important it is to follow up with those golden nuggets and how to do it. The next lesson after that is how to give your guest a good plug opportunity. As all things in an interview, you are giving the spotlight to your guest. But if we're being realistic, not all listeners will listen from start to finish. Some will jump around and some will just listen from the beginning until a certain point. And only your most devout listeners will listen from start to finish. People don't have a lot of patience these days. For those people that actually care about the conversation, that's where I teach you how to give your guest a good plug opportunity. Because once they listen until a certain point, after that point, they're gone. They're not going to listen anymore because they feel like the conversation is wrapping up. So that's where I teach you where to plug and how to do it. And the next lesson after that is how to include your guest's community into your interview, which is a cool little thing that I started doing in the beginning where I include the community of my guest and a lot of them send questions. And now I do it all the time. It's pretty amazing when it works, but not all creators have communities that they can rely on. So it's not always going to work, but if you can make it work, it's going to be a lot of fun. The next lesson after that is time management during an interview. You have a specific amount of time to make the conversation happen, and you need to start and end the conversation in that time frame. In this little lesson, I teach you how I do it, and hopefully that informs how you do it and helps you stay in check and explain what to do when you realize you're going to go over time and the conversation has not ended yet. And the final lesson in the course material section is the correct way to end an interview, which is an important last segment and appropriately placed about how to finish the interview in a way that not only makes sure that your guest feels comfortable with the conversation, but also in a way that 99% of the time promises that it will get shared. Again, it's not a guarantee, but if you end your interviews in this way, it will be a lot better for you and the guests that you are interviewing. And afterwards, I have a little module which has final words and bonuses. This is where I say my final words, recap everything we learned in the course, and explain what I think you should do next. How do you proceed from here? And this is also where I'm going to include future bonuses of the course. And that's basically it. That's the entire course. I should mention that this is not a final list of lessons. I do plan to make changes. And also, this course is going to be updated. It's not final. I plan to include more bonuses that I actually got the idea from ChatGPT. But for now, this is the first draft that I'm working with. It's a good chunk of work to actually make these videos and publish them in the course page just to make the content appear. And then I can also give people beta testing access and they can provide feedback. Afterwards, I can update the course more and more. So that's it for this little Build in Public episode where I share my progress with the course. Thank you again so much for listening or watching. If you want to be a part of my little community, then you can find my newsletter in the description of this episode. And I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Bye for now.